Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. Today we're going to be paying tribute to two great artists that died this past week, Anita O'Day and another artist, Betty Comden, who was a great lyricist who wrote many fine songs along with Adolph Green. But we're going to start off with some new music from pianist Randy Weston. This is from his latest album entitled Zep Tep and a beautiful tune called Ballad for Tea.
Thank you.
the one and only Randy Weston in a beautiful composition entitled Ballad for Tea. And that's taken from Randy's new album. It's entitled Zep Tep. This past week, we lost one of the great figures in popular music, Anita O'Day. I'm going to be featuring four selections this afternoon from her. She was born Anita Bell Colton in Chicago. She was raised largely by her mother and entered a dance marathon while barely a teenager. She spent some time on the road and occasionally back at home later, moving from dancing to singing at these various contests. Now, after some bad experiences with Benny Goodman and even Raymond Scott, O'Day earned a place in Gene Krupa's band in 1941. Several weeks later, Krupa hired trumpeter Roy Eldridge, and the trio combined to become an effective force displayed on hits like Let Me Off Uptown, Boogie Blues, and Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina. I'm going to start off by playing Boogie Blues. This is Anita O'Day. It's taken from a Mosaic collection called The Complete Verve and Clef Sessions of Anita O'Day.
And don't your arms look lonesome when your baby packs up to leave? Gone up on the mountain, call that baby mine. I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby mine. But something tells poor me he's not coming back this time. Like to go to the country, can't take you. We all are going up to the country, baby, can't take you. And nothing up there a man like you can do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I holler, ooh, hot dog. Love that man better than I do myself. He left me all alone upon the shelf. On the shelf. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM.
Smooth like Shadi, groovy like Janet, Emeline Michel, the queen of Haitian song, with Joey Juice Omisil on saxophone. Friday, November 24th at the Brunson Center. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. It's sponsored by Jocelyn Driving School, CHUO-FM, and CKCU. Tickets are $20 in advance, $30 at the door. Tickets are available through ticketweb.ca, 1-888-222-6608.
Charles McPherson was born July 24th, 1939, in Joplin, Missouri, and from the age of 9, McPherson was reared in Detroit, a city that supported an extraordinarily futile and busy jazz scene. He took up alto sax at the age of 13 with 6 months private study, followed by instruction at Northwestern High School, in whose band he played the flugelhorn. During his teens, he digested the recordings of Charlie Parker and Johnny Hodges, and Charles has noted, he says, "I was also influenced by Duke Ellington, and I like Lester Young and Art Tatum, and also pianist Bud Powell." During his mid-teens, Charles was fortunate enough to meet and study with pianist Barry Harris. For 2 years, the young altoist broadened his knowledge of harmony, melodic structure, and phrasing under Harris's tutelage, a course of study he considers to have been of inestimable value in his growth as a musician. He moved to New York City in 1959, and McPherson was introduced to the great bassist Charlie Mingus by fellow Detroiter Yusef Lateef. And over the next decade and a half, his fortunes were inextricably bound with those of the legendary bassist, composer, leader. Played an extraordinary role in Charles Mingus's band, adding what I thought was a lot of flair and dimension to his playing. Right now we're going to listen to a recording that he made called Free Bop, and this is the first original that we're playing this afternoon by Charles McPherson. It features McPherson on alto sax, Peter Sprague on guitar, Lou Levy on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Kevin Jones on congas and percussion, and Charles McPherson Jr. on drums.
Mm-hmm.
That was music from Charles McPherson and a tune called Free Bop, taken from his self-titled album. I believe it was released on Xanadu. Now, that last segment was originally broadcast on In Transition, October 31st, 1993. I'm in the middle of going through some of the archives from some of my older shows, as well as some of Gordon's older shows going back to 1989. So it's been a real labor of love trying to hunt through all these things. Just before that, we heard Boogie Blues by Anita O'Day, and that was from February 12, 1956, with the Gene Krupa Orchestra. And we're going to hear more music from Anita O'Day right now. She actually spent a brief period away from Krupa with Woody Herman, but she returned to the band only to have it break up in 1943. Now, after moving to Stan Kenton, she started on Kenton's first big hit, 1944's And Her Tears Flowed Like Wine. Another stint with Krupa presaged her solo debut in 1946. And with drummer John Poole as her accompanist, she recorded a moderate hit one year later with the novelty Hi Ho, Trailer's Boot Whip. Well, we're going to hear a track now featuring John Poole on drums, Monty Budwig on bass, Bud Lavin on piano. This is from June the 25th, 1954. The late, great Anita O'Day in her version of I Cover the Waterfront.
For the one I love must soon come back to me. I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I yearn. Cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. For the one I love must soon come back to me. Hoping and longing, oh, 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 how I yearn. Where are you forgetting? Will you remember, will you return? I cover the soon come back to me. Will the one I love become
Tired of the generic fashions found in the mall? Want to invest in an experience of lavish attention and personalized care? Try a new shopping experience. A Touch of Class at 40 Murray Street is the designer boutique with fashions for your party season. Their Coutsfield evening wear is so gorgeous, you're sure to make an impression. Whether you're going to a wedding, New Year's Eve gala, or another big event, A Touch of Class will exceed your needs. Treat yourself to an exclusive design by Canadian designer Daphne Spencer, or choose from the imported fashions available at the store. A Touch of Class Fashion Gallery, 40 Murray Street in the Bywood Market. You'll look and feel like a queen.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life. One lovely day, just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and I know just where I'm going. No doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, changed my thank you.
That was music from Nina Freelon with Just In Time, taken from her album Soul Call. That was written by Julie Stein with lyrics from Adolph Green and Betty Comden, who passed away this past week at the age of 89. She was living in Manhattan at the time. The cause of death was heart failure. Now, during a professional partnership that lasted for more than 60 years and which finally ended with Mr. Green's death in 2002, the Compton-Green blend of sophisticated wit and musical know-how lit up stage shows like On the Town, Wonderful Town, Peter Pan, and Bells Are Ringing. But many jazz musicians grasped a lot of what Betty Comden and Adolph Green had to offer. A lot of the vocalists out there sang many of their songs, including Sarah Vaughan, Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald, and the list goes on and on. We're going to hear another track of Betty Comden's and Adolph Green's later on in the show, one that they wrote the lyrics for called The Party's Over, and I think you'll like that one quite a bit. Just before that, we heard Anita O'Day with I Cover the Waterfront. And we're going to continue with some more music from this great artist. Her career really ignited after her first album and the first LP ever released by Verve. It was 1955's Anita, which is also known as This Is Anita. Much more successful in the jazz world than she was in the pop equivalent, she performed at jazz festivals and jazz-oriented concerts, appearing with figures like Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, and George Shearing. In fact, her performance at 1958's Newport Jazz Festival made her fame worldwide after being released on film in the movie Jazz on a Summer's Day. We're going to listen to some more Anita O'Day right now with a beautiful reading of Lullaby of the Leaves.
Sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. Cover me where heaven's blue and let me dream a dream or two. Sing me to sleep. The breeze, hearing a song through the trees. That pine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. That southland, don't I feel it in my soul? Sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. I'm breezing long, long with the breeze, hearing songs sung through the trees. But a pine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. That southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I've reached my goal? Sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. Of the leaves.
That was music from harmonica player Hendrix Merkens, taken from his album New York Samba Jazz Quintet. And we heard Prague in March. And just before that, more Anita O'Day with her version of Lullaby of the Leaves. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Let's go back in time to October 31st, 1993. That's when I did an episode of In Transition where I featured the music of Charles McPherson and this next artist, Gene Ammons. This is a recording that Gene Ammons made at the DJ Lounge in Chicago, Illinois, and it features Gene on tenor sax, Eddie Buster on organ, and Gerald Donovan on drums. This is what critic Bob Porter had to say in 1967 about this next track that we're going to listen to. Sweet Georgia Brown has been played at one time or another by every horn man who wielded an axe. Gene Ammons, better known as Jug, gets deep into the changes and drives hard with a violent, bursting solo. Just as a note to fellow tenor men, don't mess with this man.
I'm sorry. From Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
We just heard some music from Flip Phillips from February 1949, recorded in New York City, and a tune called Swingin' for Julie and Brownie. Just before that, the great Gene Ammons and Sweet Georgia Brown. That was from an original broadcast of In Transition from October 31st, 1993. I also want to mention that the version of Lullaby of the Leaves that I played by Anita O'Day was from January 22nd, 1952, recorded in New York City. We're going to continue now with some Charlie Ventura from March 7th, 1951, also recorded in New York City. There was a lot of recording going on back then in that city, and there still is. And we're going to hear a tune called That Old Feeling.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind down the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right, just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. The party's over, almost over for this evening, my friend.
Thank you.
is over. The candles flicker cute. The evening sure was a ball. Just seeing you all and being with you. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over.
There's another fine example of the penmanship of Betty Comden with a tune called Time After Time. It's long been a standard in the repertoire. That was sung for us by Swedish vocalist Agneta Bauman from her album A Time for Love. And I hope you enjoyed our little tribute to this great artist and writer, Betty Comden. Just before that, we heard Charlie Ventura. Boy, he was always having fun playing. He was an incredible musician. And we heard That Old Feeling. That was from March the 7th, 1951. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO. And we're going to continue now with some music from Anita O'Day. This is our last in the series of tunes that we've been playing this afternoon. Now, the cumulative effects of heroin addiction resulted in a very hectic lifestyle and a nonstop concert schedule, eventually forcing her into a physical collapse in 1967. Now, after taking several years to kick alcohol and drug addictions, she made a comeback at the 1970 Berlin Jazz Festival, and she returned in the early 70s with a flood of live and studio albums, many of them recorded in Japan and some released on her own label, Emily Records. In fact, her autobiography from 1981, entitled High Times, Hard Times, was typically honest and direct regarding her colorful past. Now, though her voice gradually deteriorated, O'Day recorded throughout the 70s and 80s and well into the 90s, remaining an exciting, forceful vocalist on record as well as in concert. And I can tell you she will be missed, but at least we have her recordings to listen to. So let's listen to one more from Anita O'Day, and this is her version of Time After Time.
What good are words I say to you? They can't convey to you what's in my heart. If you could hear instead the things I've left unsaid. Time after time I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young. To be loving you. the passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new.
We just heard some music from the late, great Anita O'Day and a beautiful version of Time After Time. And that was actually recorded December the 7th, 1955, with Buddy Bregman's orchestra. And, you know, I loved her voice. There was a sort of an innocence in the timbre and the quality of her enunciation. She had a great way of expressing a lyric, and an even greater way, I think, of conveying it. So we're going to listen now to some music from Cy Ghosts. This is from his album Fingers and Toes, and a tune called Baby Steps. Thank you. What a beautiful version of I'll Remember April. That was a group known as Double Standards, and that was taken from their album, simply entitled Volume 1. And just before that, we heard some music from Cy Gose from his album Fingers and Toes, and we heard The Baby Steps. And of course, that last composition, I'll Remember April, was written by Gene DePaul. We're going to continue now with some music from McCoy Tyner. This one was recorded live in London, June the 7th, 2002. And it features Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Charnette Moffat on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And a beautiful, beautiful composition of John Coltrane's entitled Nema. And McCoy Tyner has always performed this with grace and such a moving tribute to the master of the tenor sax. So let's give a listen to McCoy Tyner live in London with his version of Nema.
Thank you. Deutsch is aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lowern. Deutsch is aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
And Ozzy will be on board around 3 o'clock this afternoon. We just heard some music from McCoy Tyner in a beautiful version of Naima. And just before that, Double Standards from their album Volume 1 and their version of I'll Remember April. We're going to go back into the Bennett archives. Well, sort of. You see, back around 1993, I decided to start a series where we explored the great Commodore label, and I invited Gordon Bennett as my guest host. So we did a few of these together, and I, just by chance, I recently discovered them. And over the next few weeks, hopefully, I'll be broadcasting more of these collaborations that we did together. We're going to start off with, this is from the Bennett Archives, like I said before, with Jess Stacy and Teddy Wilson. And I think these two gentlemen will give you a further explanation.
Right now we're going to listen to, we're going to listen to Jess Stacy and Specs Pal. And right after this, we're going to go back to Edmund Hall and listen to Night and Day.
Oh,
I forgot we were going to squeeze them in there.
Well, Jess Stacy's playing the great composition of James P. Johnson, Old Fashioned Love, and then another by Spencer Williams, who might be remembered as writing Basin Street Blues. This is Jess Stacy accompanied by Specs Powell on drums, recorded in November 1944, and we'll hear this duet playing Old Fashioned Love and I Ain't Got No Body. Thank you.
слушаете CHUR на български. Your community radio station that goes beyond borders.
Music from Jess Stacy and Specs Powell, and that was a composition entitled I Ain't Got Nobody. We're going to go for one more track, and we're going to listen to Song of the Wanderer. And thank you. was Teddy Wilson and Specs Powell and...
Song of the Wanderer. Great composition. I don't know. Somebody called Howard wrote it.
R. Howard. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Groovy's Roti Hut, located at 292 MacArthur Avenue, offers far more than the roti they're famous for. Jerk chicken? Oxtail? Yes. Groovy's has all your favorite Caribbean dishes and an ambience of style and seating for 100. Every Sunday from 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy the added pleasure of the sweet sounds of live jazz, crafted with the same love Winston gives his food. Groovy's Roti Hut, 292 MacArthur Avenue, 744-1551.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little snippet that I managed to dig up recently from the Bennett Archives. That was Jess Stacy along with Teddy Wilson. And we also heard in there Night and Day. I didn't mention that when I was, mentioning the songs that were performed. Night and Day was played as well. Here's some music from Stefan Grappelli. And this is a really, typical rendition that only Stefan can Stefan Grappelli could do. This is his version of Running Wild.
Planet of Sound is Ottawa's newest hi-fi store, providing a new alternative for local audiophiles. Planet of Sound carries many of the top names in hi-fi, including Cyrus, Riga, Epos, Creek, and Project. We also boast the largest turntable and audiophile software selection in Ottawa. Plus, our trade-in policy allows you to sell your old gear to get something new. Come see us at 1194 Bank Street in Old Ottawa South, or visit us on the web at www.planetofsoundonline.com. Planet of Sound, bringing you the best audio from around the world.
You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Ottawa U's Campus Community Alternative.
Get ready! 4, 3, 8, 10.
The nation's only bilingual campus community radio station.
CHUO.
We just heard some music from pianist Daryl Grant from his album The New Bop and Strutting to Tangiers. We're going to go out this afternoon with music from the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Band, and this is from their album Dizzy's Business. We're going to hear a tune called Tour de Force. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. We just heard some music from the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Big Band, featuring the likes of James Moody, Jimmy Heath, Frank West, Antonio Hart, Gary Simulian, Frank Green, Randy Brecker, and a host of other great musicians. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up in about 2 minutes' time, the Ethiopian Show. Have a great week. Bye for now. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.